Chapter 10. L. Like yourself and lead. You have already exponentially increased your emotional intelligence. What you've read in previous chapters has taught you how to increase your awareness and notice when you are truly present in your life. You have learned to separate feelings from thoughts and thoughts from fact. Yes, you came to me gifted. It's why you picked up this book. The thing is that gifted in our society usually refers to intellect, IQ. Sure, sometimes it can refer to musicianship or artistic talent or dance or other sports. Mostly, though, it means smart. What special people like you and I and the young people I work with know, though, is that you can't think your way out of all life's problems. Sometimes you don't follow all the rules. And a lot of times you get in trouble when you don't. And a lot of times you don't fit in. People who do follow the rules think you're weird. And what I teach gets you to a place where you can say, fuck 'em. And you are genuinely free from caring what others think. What I teach is emotional intelligence. Yes, I taught you mindfulness, how to language a non-judgmental stance, and how to name your feelings and manage them, even when they're strong. Then I taught you the formula for asking for what you want and saying no in a new, more effective way. And as you practice these skills and rack up the wins with your brave, risk-taking, and experience, you will get stronger and stronger. Yeah, but stronger in what? Stronger for what? What do you think the definition of emotional intelligence is? Understanding and managing your emotions? Yes. Why? You're already smart and can probably achieve your academic and career goals just by being gifted. So what is the practical value of emotional intelligence? People in huge companies out here in California talk emotional intelligence, or EQ, all the time. They work at Google and Facebook and Salesforce and Oracle. I've met and worked with a bunch of them. They say EQ a lot. I haven't found them to be particularly emotionally intelligent, though. Most seemed pretty lost to me and not happy. But what is happiness? Is happiness meeting goals or getting the sweet job and career? Marrying the smart, beautiful person? Taking adventure holidays? I've taught you these skills because they help you pay attention and shift your perspective. These skills teach you knowledge and mastery with your emotional experiences to unlearn society's programming and choose what you value. Then you can mindfully decide what behaviors match those values and how to stick up for yourself when you're met with someone whose values may not match yours. I believe this frees you up to start digging and exploring who you are and who you want to become. Has anyone ever asked you who you think you are? Did they stick around to listen to the answer? Did they listen and seem genuinely interested in what you had to say? I'm hoping those are all a yes. If not, it doesn't matter, because you need time to figure out who you are in order to authentically answer that anyway. In our society, we spend so much time trying to avoid our feelings because we don't have the first clue what to do with them. No one teaches us that. Well, now you know a lot. And when you practice these skills in this book in a disciplined way that becomes habit over time, your sense of self-esteem, self-respect, and self-confidence will naturally become fortified, and you will notice in yourself a greater capacity to experience joy. Think about that a sec. You learned the skills to like yourself. Isn't that the basis for increasing one's capacity for experiencing joy? I strongly believe it is. Most people are wandering around this earth scared, striving, and unhappy. They appear to have it all, so why the hell are they unhappy? I believe it's because they are so focused on the external validation of achievement of success, as defined by society, that they are disconnected from themselves and what brings them joy. They may have it all, but they don't enjoy it. How sad. And that's most people. And that will not be you. You now know how to tap into your connection with yourself, and it's through your emotions. Our emotions guide us to what brings us joy, and they signal to us when we don't feel it too. Pretty useful stuff. To use the signaling of our emotions, we first must get at why we avoid them instead of acknowledging, validating, and effectively managing them. These skills are not designed to help you not feel emotions. This is not to prevent you feeling anything. These skills help you to welcome in feeling everything. You can feel each emotions, all the way. You can enhance your life each day by feeling all the feels. You don't have to act on every single one, particularly if the impulse does not match your values. But we all have light and dark inside us, and you don't have to run away from the negative feelings now that you know how to manage them. Do you get how incredible that is? And once you start getting good at these skills, you're going to see something incredible happen. People will be curious about you and drawn to you, wondering what you have that they don't. Because the false belief in society is that only some people have that allure. Not true. We all have the capacity to have that sparkle, that specialness, that magnetism, that shine, that light. When you have a healthy regard and respect for yourself, and behave according to what you truly believe in, you radiate joy. Haven't you already noticed a difference in yourself from when you were on page one of this book and now? When I teach my 8-week course of this, people start to notice the change in week 2 or 3. Even the people who know the people taking the course notice. They notice and they say something. It's nuts. So when you start to change and grow and expand and laugh a little easier and act a little kinder, people notice and want to be around you. And you want to be around them. You're not all awkward and self-conscious anymore. You're confident, probably goofy. And you don't give a fuck if people talk shit about you because you're solid in who you are. You have learned to look for your validation inside of you, instead of being dependent on external validation, which erodes self-esteem and takes us out of our true selves. When you like yourself, like for real, you will feel full to the brim with joy. When you like yourself, like for real, you will feel full to the brim with joy. You'll want to play and laugh. Kind of like young kids play. It's awesome. And when your cup is full, it starts to overflow. And that is when you will experience a natural desire to give. Generosity is the natural byproduct of joy and liking yourself. Some people perform generous acts because they think it makes them a good person. And to some extent, I think that's true. Might be better to have a world where people are so interested in other people thinking they're a good person that they perform generous acts all over town. Probably better than everybody just running around being dicks to each other and not caring. But I think the best world is one where we are taught the tools to like ourselves, and then we can discover who we are and what our unique talents are, and then generously share them with all other humans, all living things, all things. I believe our purpose, your purpose, my purpose, is to, one, learn the tools to like yourself and increase your ability and capacity for joy. Two, explore your authentic self to discover what your unique talents are so you can develop them and master them to, three, share them with the world. And four, heal the world. What else could it be? I mean it. Why the hell are we here other than to find our superpower and share it in service to all humanity? Here's a secret, too. When you experience that natural urge to give that bubbles up when you truly like yourself, it heals you, too. The catch is, though, you can't engage in a pure act of giving for the purpose of receiving. The only way to receive from giving is to give with no expectation of receiving. Now, don't freak out and think what I'm saying is have no boundaries and just be a doormat and martyr yourself for everyone else. That bullshit is about you, and it's ego and super narcissy and gross. True giving is about them. True giving comes from a happy person. And happy people like themselves and give to everyone around them, including themselves. It's when your internal gas tank is so full, the overflow is the natural thing you give. It's not when your gas tank is on E with the red light on and you burn out sacrificing yourself for others. That ain't for others, friend. It's all you. And yuck. That does no one no good. You hear me? Don't be a gross, withered, unhappy drone of an adult. Be a growing, changing, brave, and juicy adult who laughs all the time. Feel the joy that comes from liking yourself. And then feel the joy that comes from sharing yourself and your superpowers with others. You can lead by your example. None of the shit that bothers you now will bother you anymore. Work the skills. Work the shit out of them.